Now we're going to Nebraska with Ron. Has a little shower issue. Ron, welcome to the show, and what can we help you with?
Well, I'd like to have a little more pressure than just a drip out of my shower.
Ah, I tell you, it seems like the shower experience, as they like to say, is getting less of an experience in some situations. Is this a new shower, old shower? Has it been a problem all along?
We built this home 16 years ago. The village we live in is only 600 people. They only allow a 3/4-inch line off the main into the house, which I wanted to go to an inch, but they wouldn't do that.
Uh-huh.
So I have 3/4 to the hot water heater, but from the hot water heater to the lavatories and all that is 1/2-inch copper.
Uh-huh.
But we have 45 pounds of pressure, so there should be enough of pressure. I've taken some pieces out of the shower head thinking that would help, but it hasn't.
Yeah, a lot of times those flow restrictors, which we never want to recommend that, but certainly a lot of people will modify the flow restrictors. But if it's if it's 16 years old, I would think that there may be a little debris in there. Have you?
I opened that and cleaned it out, and there wasn't. Oh, there was little black pieces of sediment and things like that, but not much.
I see. Okay, has the pressure steadily gotten lower? I mean, actually,
it'll increase and decrease. We're subject to a water tower, which is about 5 blocks from my house, so we should have really good pressure. And for some reason or other, I've heard several neighbors say the same thing.
Huh. Well, you know, one of the things that we had one of our listeners mention to us that they did to solve this problem, which I thought it was a unique idea, but still a little risky, is actually taking a tank. They just had a water tank that they were able to purchase. It was a 30-gallon tank, and they actually positioned that in the attic next to their shower. And so they did a little bit of rerouting, and so that the tank would basically stay full because it was pressurized. But when they called upon the shower for water, they had that gravity push that really provided. Now, they talked, of course, it was all cold water, so they, had a little balancing thing that, relearning exactly where the valve needed to be in order to get that cold and hot water mix
sure.
just right. But, I mean, that's a little bit of an extreme thing to do there, but it whatever's restricting that may be very hard to find. Sometimes it can be the shower valve itself, which is not an easy thing to replace. Have you ever tried, is it a single lever valve or is it two?
Yes.
Two handles? Okay,
it's a single lever valve.
Have you ever taken that apart?
I have not, to tell you the truth.
Yeah,
it's one of those that you pull the restrictor down into from the tub so that it goes from there up to the shower head.
Right. Because you can take that that single, of course, you will have to turn the water off to the house since you probably don't
sure.
have a cutoff just for the shower. But you take that cover off, you take the handle off, the cover off, and then you're going to find a little cube in there, a little round, whether it's a cube or whether it's a little round control valve in there. Normally, it would have 3 different valve or 3 different little washers on it.
Mm-hmm.
And so many times, you can have a little debris in there because what it basically is doing is cold water, hot water going into that little mixer. And then
into the mixing valve.
Right.
Yeah.
And if there's any debris in there at all, it's funny to talk about debris in water lines, but it's in all of our water lines. And a lot of times, that's all it is. Maybe it's a little calcium deposit. Maybe it's just a little bit of debris from something that's causing that slight restriction, which you would think with 40 pounds of pressure, it's going to blow it right out of there.
Mm-hmm.
But so many times it'll get rooted in there pretty well. I believe that's what I would try on this one and see, Ron, if you're able to free that up a little bit. You might find the deposits in there. But here's what you need to do. Close the drain so that none of the parts go down the drain. As you're opening it up, don't hesitate to take a few pictures with your phone so that you can see exactly how it's coming apart. and then just take it real slow and easy and see if that isn't where it is. I'll bet you'll find, I'll tell you another thing I found a lot are those washers being dislodged just slightly to where it's crimping it and maybe cutting that water pressure down by 50%. Might be surprised in taking that out, replacing those washers, putting it back in, and you might end up with the kind of water pressure you need in that shower.
I'm wondering if you aren't right, because coming out of the spigot into the tub, it's a whole blast of water.
Yeah.
But when you kick it up
the other way, then it's restricted. Also, you know, you want to make sure you take that shower head off and turn it on and just let it go for a while. Maybe even bump the valve a little bit and just let it really, really flow. That way, you know, you might be dislodging a little of that without having to do anything. And then consider getting a new shower head, you know, because you never know.
My wife wants one of those rain heads. And I said, no more pressure than we've got.
Rain drip. I know. Those aren't as nice as you think. I see those in hotels quite a bit, and it just doesn't quite, again, that shower experience. But some of the new technology with some of the pulsating type of shower heads and some of these other things are pretty interesting. How much water they can get out of a shower, and really it appears to increase it a good bit. But give that a try, Ron. I'm sure you'll find that you can definitely step it up a little bit.
Well, I appreciate that. I hadn't even thought of that. I felt like it was all in the shower head, but I know it's not there after taking that apart. I haven't checked the valve, and it is plenty. Mm-hmm. I'm sure we're getting plenty of water through the spigot that goes into the tub, so
good.
I'm not sure you haven't solved the problem already.
Good. Well, I certainly hope so, Ron, and if we can help you any other way, just let us know, and have a great weekend, and thanks for listening to today's Homeowner Radio.